Earlier this week, in our series about Skid Row in Los Angeles, we heard about a mentally ill man with an extraordinary gift for music. Today, the movie version of Nathaniel Ayer's story opens, starring Jamie Foxx and Robert Downey Jr. The Soloist is based on a book chronicling the real-life friendship between Nathaniel Ayers and Los Angeles Times columnist Steve Lopez. We have this review from our film critic, Kenneth Turan, who is one of Lopez's colleagues at the LA Times.
Remember when Lloyd Benson told Dan Quayle, "I knew Jack Kennedy, and Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy"? Well, I felt a little that way when it came to reviewing The Soloist, and I saw what Hollywood had done to what had started as a series of columns in the Los Angeles Times. The story of Steve Lopez's friendship with a gifted but deeply troubled street musician certainly had the makings of a good movie. The columnist heard a violin on the mean streets of downtown L.A. and followed its sounds to a bust of Beethoven in a city park. There he made the acquaintance of a homeless, paranoid schizophrenic named Nathaniel Ayers.
I'm flabbergasted about the statue. Aren't you flabbergasted about this?
Anyway, nice to meet you.
You have any idea how it got here?
Nah.
Maybe they dropped it off late at night. It really blows me away that someone as great as Beethoven is the leader of Los Angeles.
I'm Steve Lopez, L.A. Times.
Lopez.
What's your name?
Lopez. Nathaniel Anthony Ayers Jr., Nathaniel Ayers Jr. I apologize for my appearance. I've had a few setbacks.
Me too.
The musician turned out to have an astonishing backstory. Once upon a time, he was enrolled in New York's prestigious Juilliard School of Music, a classmate, in fact, of the celebrated Yo-Yo Ma. The reason I'm frustrated by The Soloist is that the film relentlessly overplays everything. When Ayers gets to hear a concert in Disney Hall, we can't just enjoy the moment. Instead, director Joe Wright has to treat us to a psychedelic light show left over from the Jefferson Airplane playing the Fillmore. Even more frustrating is that all this happens in the name of doing good in the world, of making the story's powerful lessons about friendship and mental illness more palatable to a wider audience. But a story this good doesn't need a light show to get its point across. Not even close.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. You can watch clips from The Soloist and get more movie reviews on our website, npr.org.